You know, I must tell you that there's been interesting conversations, and especially when it comes to neighbors and people parking next to your house. And as much as it upsets homeowners having people park in front of their homes, and, you know, it might be a major inconvenience. And for some, an invasion of privacy, you may think, but legally, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, the verge outside of your home is public space, and in most South African cities, municipal bylaws seem to be consenting to the fact that there's nothing you can do about it. But maybe to tell us a bit more around this is Rowan Terry, legal counsel at TPN Credit Bureau, joins you now to chat more about this. Rowan, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us in conversation.
Good morning, Abungile, and good morning to all of your listeners. Thank you for having me.
I want to have this conversation with you because I'm already annoyed while I'm having, while we're starting the conversation. I'm already annoyed. But, you know, most people consider the area in front of their homes to be part, and I do, to be part of their property. And this news must, you know, come as quite a shock to homeowners.
Absolutely, it does. I think a lot of homeowners do believe that it is. But unfortunately, what the law states is that the public road in front of your property remains the property of the municipality. It is a public road. It is a public space, and it does not belong to you. Therefore, you cannot reserve any space in front of your own home, as this is a public area.
Terry, are you still with me?
Why do I feel like I lost you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. I can hear you. I thought I lost you there for a second.
No problem. Lenny, I can start again.
Yeah, please.
Fantastic. So a lot of people do believe that the roads in front of their homes or businesses would belong, that road would be part of their property. But unfortunately, it doesn't. Your property boundary stops at the verge of the road, and the public road is the property of the municipality and is a public place. So you are not able to actually reserve any parkings outside of your own home or block that area because you are blocking a public road.
Ron, I just want to understand very quickly. So you're saying, you know, I've got my yard, it stops at my fence. And then after that, there's some grass there that I, you know, immaculately maintain, you know, and I go all out. Are you telling me that anyone can just park there?
So this is, the verge would include the sidewalk, obviously, as per the definitions of in terms of the bylaw related to streets and public spaces and prevention of noise nuisances, specifically, I'm just referring this to Nuffield, for Cape Town Municipality. The sidewalk would be regarded as part of the verge. However, your property boundary line stops at the edge of your property. So the sidewalk also wouldn't, but the verge where your property slopes down into the road, that verge, that is the end of your property and the beginning of the public space.
So let's talk about maybe communes now, you know, gated communities. What happens there? I mean, it's a gated community. There's roads and people just park. Absolutely. And I mean, yeah, and that's allowed, right?
Yes. So in terms of the gated development policy, or else you could also refer to the security access restrictions policy, you would be entitled to apply to the municipality of that area in order to show that you would like a gated community or a boom gate to be implemented in your specific area. And that application, you would have to obviously submit that to your municipality and have a lot of details there, exactly what area you want to corner off, to boom off. Who are the people that are going to be affected by this restriction? Why this application is being brought, if there's security issues or a traffic issue, why are they bringing it towards the municipality in order to have it cornered off? And once you have that permission from the municipality, then you are entitled to install your boom gates as well as any gated communities that you wish to implement.
The conversation we're having on the show this morning is, I can park outside of your home and there's nothing you can do about it. We're chatting to Rowan Terry, who's legal counsel at TPN Credit Bureau, who joins you to share more light into this matter. But what about you at home? How do you feel about people parking in your road? As Rowan says, how do you, as the community, perhaps as neighbors, work through such? Is it a conversation that you guys sit down and say, listen, if you're having guests by, it's okay for you to park here? Well, legally, I can park there, but I mean, do you as a community perhaps have a way of talking it over? I'd love to hear from you. Terry in Sea Point, have your say.
Hi, good morning. I know you're not the city of Cape Town, but I understand the road. But what about the pavement? My understanding is the pavement also belongs to the city, but the pavement, but the city does not take responsibility for the maintenance of that pavement. So what happens is that basically we as the owners and ratepayers are looking after our own pavements where there are drainage pipes coming from the property that are then collapsing on the pavement. When you ask the city of Cape Town to come and repair it, they say, no, it's not their responsibility. So if they're going to take away that responsibility, then surely we then are maintaining our own pavement, and we have to make sure that it is nobody's driving on it and causing the pavement to collapse and causing the underground piping to collapse, etc. That's question one. Question two, there are many property owners that put up concrete posts or ballasts, etc., on the pavement to prevent people from parking. So what is your answer to those two questions?
Terry, thank you so very much for that. Rowan, I mean, I don't know, do you have any comments on that?
So, yeah, absolutely. When it comes to, I don't know the exact situation where they have complained to the municipality about any leaks or damage to the pavement. This should fall part of the municipality's jurisdiction to be able to attend to any maintenance there. However, obviously, I don't really have it in front of me of exactly how it's been set up. If it does fall on your own property, specifically just with regards to your property boundary, then that would be for your responsibility. If it's not and it's on a public space, it is for the municipality's responsibility and account to fix. But if they are being difficult, then I would try and just escalate it within the municipality as well, if obviously it does fall within a public space. And then, Abongile, if you could just remind me, the second question was in respect of?
Maybe let's get Terry. Is Terry still on the line? Maybe let's see. Terry?
The second question was where there are many property owners that take it upon themselves to put concrete ballasts on the actual pavement.
Okay.
And no one can drive onto the pavement. So is that allowed?
Yes. So that would be allowed, obviously, again, just with regards to your property boundary. When this specific scenario that we're talking about here is that the public road, you wouldn't be able to put anything within the road to block or cover. However, when it comes onto your boundary and it's your garden and it's your area, then you would be entitled to put. I've seen a lot of people install those concrete blocks, wooden spokes, all there, so that obviously their grass and their property is not affected by that. But if it's any blockage within the road itself, that would be unlawful and you would be forced to remove any blockage like that.
My goodness. Thank you so very much for those questions, Terry, out in Sea Point. And then back to you, Rowan. I mean, if you know, if your neighbors are having a party, do they need to ask for your permission for their guests perhaps to park on the road in front of your home? Is it a question of courtesy, maybe?
You know what? There's no legal obligation. As said, it's a public road. You are entitled to park on a public road as long as you are not damaging anyone's property. However, with regards to, you know, like you said, out of courtesy, just to explain to your neighbors, this is what's going on. It'll be around this time for a certain time period, just so that you can avoid any situation like this at a later stage and any altercation with regards to any dispute as to who's parking in front of their homes. But if it obviously is they are now parking on the person's property and on their grass and garden that falls below their property, you would need to get permission from the owners. But if it's just in the road outside the property, that's completely lawful. Obviously, unless the municipality has demarcated that specific area as a place where no parking can take place.
Now, this is an interesting one, Rowan, because I was thinking about this myself, but it's coming in on the WhatsApp line on 072-567-1567. It says, hi, is there a limit to the amount of time someone can park their car on the pavement? Because, I mean, yes, it's a public road, but surely you can't just leave your car there indefinitely.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Abongile, with this, obviously, there are multiple different municipal bylaws, which do state that a car cannot be parked at a certain area for a certain amount of time. You know, you can't just leave your car outside of the property for 6 months on end and just leave it there. It would need to be moved at some point. It's not just a dumping ground for any cars. So you would just need to obviously check with your specific municipal bylaws exactly how long the cars would be entitled to stay there. As far as on top of my head, I would say it's no longer than 7 days.
Here's another interesting one. And since we're on the conversation, yeah. Trees outside your property, what does it belong to? Can I cut the branches myself, or must it only be the municipality? I imagine it would be the municipality's job to do that.
Yes. Yes, it would be the municipality's job in there. You wouldn't be able to take the law into your own hands.
And so, Robin, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation around this.